did it affect your physical well-being? Were your like teeth poor, or could you, as you look back, do you point to some infirmity in your development physically that resulted from this, or is it just tough times?
Just tough. We went to the Wonder Bread Bakery and got the day old bread for half price and stuff like that. And
does this influence your thoughts about the common nowadays dialogue with respect to poverty, where there are arbitrary limits that must seem to you like you would have been floating on air if you would have had the kind of income that now classifies you as a poverty
victim? Yeah, but I think it's a relative thing, though. You know, I've thought a lot about that, because one tends to be too subjective in judging things, and what I endured in the what we endured in the 30s and the Depression, and you know about this. You know, everybody was having a hard time, pretty much. And so poverty was a relative thing. So there were people who had something to eat but nothing else, and then there were people like me who used to go by the homes of kinfolks who had something to eat, and you'd go there and make your regular calls and say, "How you get along?" And I had a Laura who played so hard, who used to, her husband worked at a meat market, and so they always had plenty of food. They lived almost as poorly as we did, except they had food. You know, they had a terrible looking house, and they had a house full of kids, but they always had food. And I'd go by there and inquire about the health of my Aunt Laura and her husband and my cousins, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6, and my Aunt Laura was on to me. She said, "Boy, you look hungry. Sit down and have some food." I said, I just came by to say hello. She said, "Well, sit down and eat anyway." Oh, I was most appreciative of that, but I suspect a lot of people to have to do that.
You know, my wife's father was a butcher near the starch works over in Argo, Illinois. And she recalls people coming in asking for dog bones, knowing full well that these people were desperate to get something to put in the pot and to get some nourishment out of it and some flavor.
Oh, yeah.
But anyway, along this line, I also remember, it seems to me, Justice Smith, that when you got to the appropriate place in your schooling, you won a scholarship, was it to Morehouse, and you couldn't...
That's true. When I graduated from high school, oh boy, following in the footsteps of my brother, who had been such an excellent student and had been what the kids used to call a BMOC, a big man on campus, I was there, class president, editor of the newspaper, editor of the class annual, and member of the debating team, letterman in football, etc. When I got to high school in 1939, and I was offered a scholarship to Morehouse College. It was a tuition scholarship only. And I probably would have gone off to Morehouse and become part of that little legend down there. It had not been for the fact that my brother, who had a similar scholarship 2 years earlier to Tuskegee, excuse me, just a moment.
So I turn this off.
I was saying that I probably would have gone off and to Morehouse, but my brother had a similar scholarship, a tuition scholarship only, to Tuskegee 2 years before, and he went down with about all the money the family could give him to augment the scholarship, and he had such a rough time that year, 37-38, that he had to cut his hours almost in half and to work just to survive. And so I thought, well, rather than go off and be subjected to that additional burden, what I'll do is just work a few years to save money to go to school. And that's what I did. I got a job in Nashville at the state capitol.
And Morehouse was in Atlanta.
Atlanta, and I was in Memphis.
You were in Memphis. You went, though, to Nashville.
To Nashville to work as a janitor and messenger in the state capitol. And I did that for a couple of years and saved money, lived very conservatively, I guess you'd call it. I used to do all kinds of things to save money. One of them, I'm sure that somebody's done this crazy thing before. You say, well, what's the cheapest I can get out with, you know, and still get the nutrients? And I figured that, well, if I bought a quart of milk and a loaf of bread and a head of lettuce every day and split it three ways, one third for breakfast, one third for lunch, and one third for dinner, I can get out the cheapest. I had tried everything I knew how, and just to be able to save money to go to school. And so I did that for, I don't know, several weeks, but it got to be awfully impressive. So I would do that occasionally rather than for a long time.